This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? What's happening with you? Monday. It is the 16th of August on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and I are counting down the days. No, we're not. But it seems that way. Jay's under the weather today, so we move ahead with a thought for a second. I was just thinking about political ideologies and where people, because we're so focused on Afghanistan, and do we understand what their political ideologies are like? Do we understand what our neighbor's political ideology is, or even what our own is? So I have a comparative here, ladies. If you're in a totalitarian country, it operates like this. You got two cows. See, I understand thinking when it comes to cows. You got two cows.
Okay.
Two cows. You have to take care of them, and the government takes all the milk and sells it. If you are in a feudalistic country, plenty of those in the history of Europe especially, you got two cows, you take care of them, and your lord takes the milk. In communism, you got two cows. Government takes them from you, puts them in a barn with everybody else's cows, you take care of them, and the government gives out as much milk as it thinks you need. And the rest goes elsewhere. If you live in a monarchy and you got a couple of cows, government tells you where you can put the cows and how to raise them, and they take milk, or at least some of it, as a tax. When the leaders of the government die, the children take over. If there's a war, somebody else tells you what to do with your cows, or in fact, steals them. In a bureaucracy, you got two cows. Government tells you what you can feed them, when you can milk them, and pays you not to do it. Then it takes both cows, shoots one of them, milks the other one dry, pours the milk down the drain, and then it requires you to fill out forms accounting for the missing cows. That's where we are in America today. Cow logic. What's going on our farms is a travesty. What's happening to your food supply is an outrage. And the way people understand or don't understand what's going on to the food supply is amazingly, is it ignorant? Is scary? It's kind of a combination, socialism and democracy and bureaucracy all together. You got two cows, you and your neighbors decide who gets the milk. There's some of that going on. Anyway, it's just, if you're living in a capitalist country, you got two cows, you sell one and you buy a bull, and you get more cows. You know how that works, right? And as far as farming,
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, you didn't see the pictures. The first murder hornet has been sighted this year. As if they didn't have enough trouble in Washington State, they've confirmed the first sighting of a murder hornet. Why couldn't they get burned up in the heat? How did they survive?
How did they come about?
Yeah, exactly. There were 98 worker hornets last year, apparently, they found. And the first one this year came August 11th. How do you see? These things are huge. Have you ever seen a picture of one of them?
Oh, yeah, they're ugly. They look like they're wearing a costume.
Horrible. Who is it that played the wasp or whatever it was? It wasn't the fly. That was Jeff Goldblum. Who played the wasp? Remember there was the ant?
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Ant-Man.
Yeah. I don't know who played the Wasp, but they're ugly. Really? Did she? Oh.
Yeah. Oh. That's not what you're thinking of. This is just gross. Like, this is...
Yeah, really
this
gross.
Is something... Ugh.
It's beyond belief.
20 miles per hour, and it beheads, like, it decapitates bees, and it can rip through an entire beehive in minutes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just kill them. It's like they're the Taliban. The Taliban are bees. That's what they are. All right, so let's see. What's latest on the recall in California? I think we've talked to Afghanistan. Afghanistan, that's a circumstance How much more time it deserves, I guess, remains to be seen. I'm more curious what's happened over the weekend, Jennifer, with Larry Elder running and with Newsom. He was on some TV show. He was on with James Corden on Friday night. It happened to still be up.
Newsom was? Oh, that's funny.
It was disgusting. Corden was all over him talking about what a wonderful leader he was, what an amazing job he's done. What the hell is he talking about? And what does he know anyway?
People don't like to watch late night shows anymore.
Boy, I guess not.
Talking about somebody with a movie, it's all about how great a no-good governor is.
Oh, my God. It was disgusting, Jennifer. You should look at some of the video. It was, I mean, I'm off James Corden after that. I thought he was a pretty good actor and pretty good host, but watching that, Mr. Governor, you're such a wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And, you know, he needs allies. Newsom is really scared right now. He is really scared.
But
he's
it was so
it.
Obvious what Corden was doing.
It is. But people, you know.
It was disgusting.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Very obvious.
Awful.
But Governor Newsom, this weekend, was all over the place. He was doing a Say No to the Recall tour. He was in Los Angeles. He was up and down the state. And what's really funny is that Larry Elder had two things that happened that were probably not good with either side. So Larry
Newsom
Elder
keeps
week,
talking about Larry, though. Like
oh,
he
he's
was,
obsessed with them. He's yeah. obsessed with them. In fact, my mom, I think, I don't know if I told you this or not, but, you know, my mom's obviously a registered Democrat in the state of California,
right.
And she received a nice letter from Gavin Newsom saying, please vote no on the recall. Please, please, please. And here's how bad Larry Elder is. And he's just one breath away from becoming governor. And literally the whole letter was all about Larry. So
yeah,
he
tells that.
Yeah, I think he really is afraid. I think Larry Elder shook up the race. Caitlyn Jenner's back in the mix. You know, she was doing Celebrity Big Brother. Now she's been touring the state trying to get herself right. She, I think, raised like $700,000. And but she's still $155,000 in the hole. So her fundraising fell off because.
Did you say Larry's raised $4 or $5 million?
Over $5 million now. Yeah, and what's really ridiculous about California, I know I shared this with you too, but just to mention it again, the incumbent has no limits on spending. So Gavin Newsom can spend anything he wants. And by the way, he'll probably spend upwards of about $50 million in advertising.
Yeah.
And Larry and all of the other competitors, not just Larry, but all of the other competitors, are limited to raising $9 million. Now, most of them will not even come close. Larry will probably come close. But the way the election laws are in California, how fair is that? Oh, the incumbent can do whatever they want. They can, you know, run the world. And already they get a benefit by being the incumbent. And it makes it very difficult for anyone who wants to challenge that person to compete. So,
all right. So let's fast forward to what is we do need to talk about the Taliban and what's gone on in Afghanistan over the weekend and whether or not that is a concern to us here. I don't think the Taliban have ever exported terrorism to America or any place. They've pretty much terrorized their own country, and that's it, right? Is there any focus or is there any...
Yeah, but I mean, the reason that... I mean, obviously everybody's going to give you a different reason about why we were there and why we're there for so long. But the idea is that you fight it over there instead of allowing it to come over here. And this complete collapse and all of the resources that they've acquired from Afghanistan... who knows? I mean, I hate to be a fearmonger, but certainly our terror level has gone up. It was raised by Mark Milley, and our terror level is now up because of this. So there's instability, and the reality is that that does impact us here. I was just reading something that the Taliban now has in its possession more Black Hawk helicopters than 166 other countries.
Yeah, us.
Including
us,
Australia.
They were left there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that really is the dumbest. That's the, if anything deserves some sort of criticism, it's that sort of stuff. Leaving all that stuff, the military hardware, that seems to be the tradition. When we get out of some place, we leave everything behind so the bad guys can use it. They'll figure out how to fly it. They'll figure out how to, they'll buy weapons and that sort of thing on the black market to, you know, whatever kind of ammunition they need, that sort of thing.
I mean, people are not only rushing the airport, but they're rushing, they're hanging on the outside of planes that are taking off and evacuating people out there and literally falling off midair as these planes take off because people are so desperate. They're just clutching on the outside of these military aircraft that are taking people out.
Can we go back to Larry and to Newsom for a minute?
And sure.
in terms of what they're saying about masks, is that the number one, other than them sort of barbing at each other? What in terms of mask stuff, mandates, what do Californians expect if Larry gets elected versus what the reality is now?
Well, I mean, the number one issue is still going to be homelessness and the economy. That is really what's driving all of this. But because Newsom is up for a recall, he hasn't been able to shut down the state like he likes to. So instead, they've been toying with all of these local mandates on masks and on vaccines. And so Larry has said that if he gets elected, that he is going to repeal the mandate. That doesn't mean, I mean, Larry's vaccinated and talks about it. Larry's not an anti-vaxxer, but he, you know, I think there's a pushback in our state, and I would imagine it's got to be across the country as well, that there are a lot of people, even in very liberal California, who don't think it's the government's business to start mandating when it comes to our health. And there has been a pushback from unlikely places, a lot of Democrats, a lot of independents.
The fear-mongering that's been done by the news media has made it acceptable to give more power to the government.
Right. And so Larry has said he's not going in that direction, where Newsom has already mandated school teachers and school children to wear the masks, and the school teachers have to get vaccinated, and San Francisco's already moved to a mandate, LA is moving to a mandate. So, you know, I think that's where Larry is more along the lines of what you're seeing in Florida or Texas, which is we're not going to insist on a mandate.
All right, quick update on Haiti. For those who have not heard, there was a huge earthquake, 7.2 on the Richter scale. Lots of people, I think 1,300, 1,400, 1,500 people have been killed, 2,800 injured. So what about the aftermath of that? And there's also a big storm, a big tropical storm that's in that area that's actually headed for Haiti. It can't get a break, man. And now this storm is going to Florida, too, by the way. So did you start to say something to the two of you, or did I not give you a breath?
No. I mean, what else is there to say about Haiti? I think, right, Victoria and I have already talked about this. I mean, it's really ridiculous, all the stuff that has fallen on them. It's also really ridiculous the amount of corruption that has prevented the
awful
people who are really hurting from getting the resources that they need. But, this, you know, at the same time,
be careful
what
where
else
you give
can
your
you
money
do? Right.
18 past the hour.
Trying.
Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jay is ill and Jennifer's gone off to KRLA. So it's up to us, Victoria, to man the flag when it comes to what's trending on Twitter and Facebook and social media in general. And we'll get to that. It's interesting because I haven't really heard much or talked much about Larry David for a while. Maybe he's trying to make himself relevant with a pitch he came out with last week, and we'll get to that after this.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
All right, so here we have Larry David, who hasn't been around much, but you agree with that. Curb Your Enthusiasm was a big cultural impact, I think, for quite a long time. You agree with that statement, Victoria?
For sure. Yeah, they're filming another one right now.
Are they? I didn't know they were back. So is that why he said he was relieved to be uninvited to Obama's 60th birthday party last weekend? And
well, that's so, because he had... He said that he was afraid that they were going to ask him to perform comedy at the event, and he said he had 3 days to prepare jokes, and he had nothing. He said he was completely at a loss. So, in very Larry David style, he said when he got the call that he was 86th from the party list, he said that he was very relieved and then hung up and poured himself a drink and finished his crossword puzzle, which is very Larry David.
Yes, it is. All right, so that's the Larry David update. Now, the story from a Baltimore Chipotle restaurant where there apparently was a food fight, or maybe more than a food fight. This is a video that's gone online and has spread rapidly where the employee threw not food at one of the customers, but a pair of scissors. Huh? What in the world?
She apparently was a manager, too, at this location.
Really?
So, yeah. And so, I don't know. I guess this guy showed up at this Baltimore Chipotle location. And so he had ordered his meal online, and he waited 20 minutes. Then he asked, he was still waiting, asked about the status, and then this female employee just started yelling at him for complaining, and then I guess she hurled some scissors his way, and yeah, he caught it all on Facebook.
So I'm trying to understand what happened. The thing that all these restaurants are touting is you call ahead, you order it, you come to the store, you pick up the order. So obviously they didn't get the order, they lost the order. They came up with some excuse for not having it. That happens. I've noticed that happens a lot. I don't do that, but I've been in places where people have come in into Boston Market, for example, and they've asked, you know, okay, here I am, Fred. Where's my meal? Oh, we forgot. So you wait 20 minutes, so what's the point of ordering? I mean, it kind of gets into the whole reason for doing it, right?
Yeah, and clearly something else was going on at this restaurant, and this manager has, this was late at night, so she snapped, and I'm sure she will be.
All right, lots of 911 calls in Florida. The business of this tropical storm Fred, we need to talk about a little bit in the next half hour as we continue on today's DJV show, 28 after the hour.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you. Who's got table 6?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban on Monday declared the war is over as they have taken Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. President Biden remains on vacation. U.S. congressional candidate from Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, tells Fox News this is worse than the fall of Saigon in 1975.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I did two tours in Afghanistan in 2003 and 2009. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is redefining the word incompetence. You've got Secretary Blinken and Secretary Austin. They need to tenure their resignations right now. The chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Miley, he needs to go peel potatoes in the galley for about a month and then resign also. These folks' primary duty is to advise the President of the United States in diplomatic and military matters, and they've abjectly failed that. The national security architecture of the United States of America is clearly broken right now.
President Biden is scheduled to return from vacation on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As the Taliban take control of Afghanistan over the weekend, President Biden continues to vacation as all the achievements for women in Afghanistan evaporated. Any hope of democracy was destroyed after 20 years of U.S. blood, treasure, and lives were invested into Afghanistan. The Biden administration is blaming the intelligence community for the collapse failure in Afghanistan as we're back to 2001's threats all over again. Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
Retired Brigadier General of the United States Army Anthony Tata on Fox News puts the failure squarely on the Biden administration, not to mention U.S. weapons technology will soon be in the hands of our enemies.
And it's not so much they're using it, though that concerns me, but it's the intelligence exploitation that will happen with Iran and China as they sell it, and even Pakistan. There's a lot of second and third order effects here. The first issue right now is to protect Americans and to make sure that this lack of planning, this lack of due diligence does not lead to significant or any loss of life on Americans. Because the president's first responsibility is to protect American lives and property. Mm-hmm. They wrote off the property.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now, Monday, August the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The situation in Florida made reference a little bit to the tropical storm that is pounding. You see some of the results of the monsoon in Arizona this past weekend? Did you see that?
Mm-mm, no.
Wow. It's really, you know, when you think about the weather, it's hard to deny that things are changing. It seems different every summer, more than in the winter. Have you noticed that? Do you feel that down on the shore?
Different, what do you mean? Different
how? The weather, the temperatures, circumstances, like this year, the rain and the stuff that's affected all of us in the Northeast, the drought in the Northwest, this monsoon. Usually, I used to own a lot of land in Arizona, and I remember in this, like, late winter, early spring, February, March, there'd be downpours, wash out the roads, but not like this past weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the question is, but yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's a question. I guess it's more of a statement. When you look around at the situation and this life-threatening storm, although the news media makes it seem worse than it is. These things have happened before, and they continue to happen, but it just seems like we're inundated. And maybe the question, Victoria, is, are we more conscious of it, therefore does it seem worse than what it actually is? his,
well,
this
I don't know.
Bad.
I mean, I think that, you know, the as we've seen with the wildfires and droughts and then all the rain, and we've had very erratic weather, and especially this summer. I think this whole summer has been very erratic. The radar, you know, I'm constantly I live at the beach, so I'm always looking at the radar, and it just changes. The forecast every single day has never... It's never been accurate. It just keeps changing rapidly.
Yeah, right.
But it is interesting, though, because I do think there are some polls that came out a couple weeks ago. I was just reading about it. More and more people this year in 2021 actually believe that climate change and global warming is real because mm-hmm. they're finally seeing it. They're seeing mm-hmm. the erratic weather. They're seeing these weather patterns that no one can predict. And more people, because it seemed maybe... If you didn't live in an area that had a lot of this extreme weather, you would probably think nothing's changing. And because we're seeing so much evidence of this, and a lot of climate scientists have said that the wildfires are being basically egged on by an existing climate crisis that we already have. So,
yeah,
I mean, more and more people, and I think it's good because I don't see a point in denying being a climate denier. Like, what's the point of that? That's like saying COVID isn't real still.
Yeah, so here's perhaps the way to solve. I always like to present a problem and solve it. And you asked me what the question was. So I'm coming around. Sometimes I start these conversations and I'm forming my thoughts as we're having, no surprise there, as we're having the conversation. I think about the weather, whether it's the tropical storm, there's a storm named Fred, there's one named Grace, and then whatever we do for hurricanes. I think you've just said something that really pretty much caps what's going on. And the frustration I feel as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, you know, I'm a farmer. And the weather has been unbelievably difficult. This past weekend is a perfect example. Friday showers were forecast. There were no showers. I should have been out mowing hay, but I wouldn't. And then there were showers kind of in the forecast on Saturday. I said, you know what? I'm taking a chance. I'm going to mow hay. And I did. I mowed a lot of hay on Saturday and some yesterday, which will bale today. Just before now. Originally, when we made the plans, it wasn't supposed to rain until Wednesday. But guess what? Now it's going to rain tomorrow. And it may even rain tonight. But as you have said eloquently, the ability for the forecasters to keep up with this stuff seems to be waning. And so now people say, oh, those forecasts are all liars. Maybe what you need to do is,
well,
whether
check
you
the
like
radar.
It.
Yeah. Just forget about whatever they're saying, because they could say, oh, it's a 35% chance of rain or precipitation today, and then it doesn't happen. We always, growing up here at the shore, and all of our friends are surfers, and they're basically like weathermen. So they are constantly looking at the radar. And that's really the only way that you can figure out how to plan
your
day.
How far out does the radar go?
It depends. I use the Weather Channel app, which I love, and I find that it's much more accurate than any of the other weather apps, especially the one that comes with an iPhone. They're the worst. And so the radar, you can go without paying like the premium, which I don't pay for. So the radar, you can look ahead. You can look ahead by 12 hours.
12 hours.
Yeah, about that. Mm-hmm.
I found that some of the stuff, I have an app on my phone that's the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
I have AccuWeather on my computer in my studio, and I find that it depends, really. I guess I'm wishful. I'm guilty of wishful thinking when it comes to the weather, because I want it to be good so that I can get my work done.
Right.
And, you know, it just sometimes...
Well, as a farmer, how do you plan your day, right?
Very
without
difficult.
Knowing what you can do and, you know, and how long you have.
All right. So then maybe the other approach to this, as I said, we present problems here and the forum begs a solution. And I think in this case, surrender is the solution. And I don't mean that to be facetious, but what else, the practical mental health attitude toward this is not to get yourself worked up, because you can't do anything about it. So you surrender to the reality that Mother Nature is in charge and not you. And it's very hard. We're bringing up people. We have a culture of control now. We think we can control this. You can't. You cannot control what it is that happens. you can control, like, what do I do to take care of my animals so that they aren't affected by all of this, the heat and that sort of thing. That I've done. But, you know, you can't really, in terms of your summer vacation, people are still having a great time going to the beach, going to the mountains, taking trips and that sort of thing. They get somewhat frustrated because the weather doesn't do what you think or what you wish it would do. And I think the solution is surrender. Just don't worry. What are you going to do about it? You can't do anything about it. So why get yourself all worked up about it? It is what it is. And so you can cuss the the weatherman or whatever. Maybe you feel better. I don't know. But it certainly doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Kind of like all of the hoopla about the anti-vaxxers and the things that we hear. We're inundated because of how the uptick has happened because of the Delta. We've got the anti-maskers, we've got the anti-vaxxers and all of these people. And so what do you do about that? You close the pitch. You have your own mind made up. You're taking impactful steps to protect yourself and your family. And there's not much you can't yell at other people because of what you mean. You can, but it doesn't do any good. There's nothing worse. You've seen some of these people, Victoria. They go out in the public and they're yelling and screaming like banshees at people having a mask on.
I know. It's crazy.
You got to be nuts. So, anyway, I just think that you just make it more difficult for yourself. Put yourself on a roller coaster, which, by the way, today is National, do you know this? National Roller Coaster Day is today. August 16th, every year, people flock around the country to amusement parks for a thrill, for screaming, for celebrating National Roller Coaster Day. What do they have? Roller coaster specials? Is that what... I've been on a roller coaster once in my life. Never do it again. Never, never, never. There's nothing.
I don't like the ones that go upside down. I'm not really great on that. I'm not. But I like roller coasters, just not the ones that go up in the loops. Yeah, sure.
Scared the you know what out of me.
Everything scares you. That's
you
not surprising.
You don't scare me. Okay, I'm not scared by you. Yeah. Edwin Prescott developed the first vertical loop roller coaster on this date in 1898. Actually, it was patented. He developed it over the course of a couple of years. Consists of one car on a track. You ever look at, especially the wooden roller coasters and the tracks? If you look at those things carefully, you will never ride on them. If the steel roller coasters
are
different.
Left? Isn't
wooden
there just
ones?
One wooden
I
one
I don't
left?
Know. I thought they were outlawed, at least in this country, but they have them around the world, here, there, and everywhere. Over in Russia, apparently...
So this guy patented this in 1898. I can tell you where I would not be if I was living in the year 1898. I would not be
not
on
a
roller coaster that's going upside down.
No.
It's the
thank
last
you.
Place you would find me.
See you later, alligator. Yeah. No, thank you very much. The Florida 911 calls released after this woman. You heard the story about this woman. Her name was Shamaya Lynn. 2-year-old, had a gun.
Mm.
Right? You heard this?
I didn't hear this, no.
Oh, you haven't heard the story? Okay.
Mm-mm.
21 years old. Somehow this 2-year-old gets a hold of a gun. Doesn't know it. What does this kid know about? A 2-year-old know about a gun? And it fires, and the woman gets shot in the head, and she's dead.
Oh, my gosh.
A boyfriend leaving around the gun, and the kid picks it up. Boyfriend just left the gun out. So, anyway, I find it...
That happens so often. More accidents happen in the home with irresponsible gun owners not putting their guns away properly. This has happened to cops. This has happened to security guards. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't just like this happens to a lot of people. They just forget, I guess, that where the gun is or to lock it up, and then kids find everything. And so many of these accidents happen in the home every year.
Yeah. Yep. Tough stuff. By the way, don't forget, there's no connection between David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston. Sorry about that. The latest podcast on the DJV download focusing on those rumors, no. And there are a lot of people that don't like the new host of Jeopardy. We've got that as well, the podcast that you can get most every day at DJV Show. This is the completion of what you can't listen to. These are the bits and pieces of the program that sort of, if you will, make it complete. So if you drive to work in the morning or somehow you're able to listen to three quarters of an hour of the program or an hour, you can listen to the rest of it in podcast form at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now, a fellow that has become a sort of synonymous with the DJV program when it comes to movies and entertainment videos, that sort of thing, streaming, is Chuck Curry. And he's here to give us the box office totals from the weekend, plus some other anecdotal information right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doesn't recognize this. The haunting sounds of the theme from the Titanic. How many is this? 20 years? How long ago was the Titanic?
97.
1997. You look at pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet today and then go back and reflect on what life was like for them as they got started. And it really got both their careers going, right? High gear.
Well, it was an iconic movie. I still say, Titanic is the best movie released since 1997. I love that film. I think it's great. Yeah. Today is James Cameron's birthday. He's a director. He's 67 years old. He's directed 23 films. May not be the biography of Steven Spielberg, but this guy is a great director, known as a mad genius. He's hard on his actors, though. I mean, that is one thing that...
Although, how do you stand up to somebody like Arnold when you're doing True Lies?
You could argue he made Arnold's career by casting him as a Terminator in the original Terminator back in 84. But listen to this. Terminator 1 and 2, Aliens, which is one of the best movies ever made, in my opinion. There'll never be a better Alien movie. The Abyss in 89, I love that film. True Lies, Titanic, which won the Oscar for Best Picture. His last movie was Avatar. He's currently working on Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5. I wish he wouldn't do that because I think he has so much more to offer. The only bad thing about James Cameron is he introduced what I think was a horrible trend that is self-corrected and eradicated itself, which was the rebirth of 3D in movies, which I personally cannot stand. But hopefully that does not happen again with Avatar 2 because I don't like 3D. I just do not.
Got it. I'm not with you. I'm with you on that.
It's a gimmick. It's a very interesting visual gimmick. No. But when the theater owners tried to just release every single movie in 3D, that was a horrible trend.
Horrible show. What happened to the box office over the weekend, Chuck? How did that Ryan Reynolds movie do?
It did well. Free Guy, Ryan Reynolds, $20 million, released by Disney. Theaters only, not day-to-day. And the studio was ecstatic with that number. They thought that was a really good number. Word of mouth is good, and from what I hear, they're already planning to do a follow-up.
The Sean Framingham.
Yeah, you told me that. That's pretty cool. Don't Breathe 2, which is a horror film, 10.6. The original opened at $28 million, so that certainly is off. Jungle Cruise, $9 million, $82 million in 3 weeks. This one's had decent legs.
Did you see that one? Have you had it at your local theater?
I watched it. I thought it was a watchable time killer. And I got to say that Dwayne Johnson is as likable as any movie star that I've seen in the last 30 years.
More likable than Jimmy Stewart or Henry Fonda.
I'm going to tell you something. I said to somebody the other day, I know he's a little bit too old now. I think he's 49 years old, Dwayne Johnson. But let's just say he was 10 years younger. I could see him fitting into a remake of It's a Wonderful Life. I'm serious. I think he's that likable. He is that likable and that relatable to his audience. I think he could do it. Respect the Aretha Franklin story, 8.8, starring Jennifer Hudson. That got out of the gate pretty well. And I can't read my fifth one because I scribbled it on its head. But that's the box office. I got doctor's handwriting, by the way.
Yeah, very good, Chuck. All right, remind me not to have you give me a prescription for anything then. All right, so there they are. Box office totals and comments from Chuck Curry. Victoria and Doug here together with you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.